All right, that brings me to the point of trying to capture if there are items that have come out of this meeting that we attach particular importance to and that you would like me to report to the trustees and the board, bearing in mind that the trustees, I will be meeting the trustees on Thursday, so I won't be able to follow the usual drill of giving you the opportunity to look at the draft report. I will prepare a written report, and I will give you the opportunity to see a draft. But in terms of my oral report, the points that on most agenda items, I thought the message was we were comfortable with what we were hearing. But there was one point in terms of the update that I wanted to double-check on, and that's the question of impairment and convergence or not, and the urgency or not. In the past, several of my recent reports have repeated the message that the Council attaches high priority to convergence and to a timely resolution of the loan loss impairment issue. So that's one thing. Is that a message that I should repeat at this juncture? I see heads nodding. Be even better if someone had the answer that would see that achieved. But I do think, you know, now we're rapidly running out of time, so I will convey that message. On the implementation and guidance, I can't do justice to the various points that were raised in oral remarks. I thought the main takeaway was that we were supportive, but urged caution that you need to have a very clear labeling of what's authoritative and what's not. And how that's done is can be done, I guess, in many ways, and some simplification of terminology would be helpful. And that having struggled mightily to get converged standards, we should be equally vigilant in keeping them converged. And the thought being that perhaps something like a protocol or whatever mutual understanding between the two interpretive bodies would be helpful. We were satisfied with the approach being taken on the conceptual framework project and the discussion paper that's out and about. On the effects analysis, again, supportive, but again, urging caution, really keeping the focus on the ISB's mandate in terms of the objective of financial reporting, and otherwise being open and transparent so it allows others who have a legitimate interest in using the output of our standards so that they can evaluate the effects and more from an awareness point of view rather than a responsibility falling on the board itself to take on that broader topic. And last but by no means least, a clear marker down that we've heard the message relative to leases and that the Council would expect to come to the February meeting prepared to have a full-scale discussion. Those were my main messages. Not to say the other parts aren't important and constructive, but it's more a question of things that we really want to highlight at this time, particularly to the trustees. Fair enough. All right. Well, then the last task is, excuse me, to say goodbye. We have a large number of members for whom this is the last meeting. It's by no means your last opportunity to participate in the system, and I'll absolutely guarantee it won't be your last. But on behalf of the trustees and the board, and certainly Charles, Christoph, and myself, want to thank those members who are retiring. If I just go around the table, and I hope I don't miss anyone, we have Jim Silf, Liz Murrell, where am I here? Shen Hong, Got you right. Shanon Kim. Andrew Buchanan. Gerard A. Riaz Milvar. Jeff Mahoney. Norb. Pardon me? Joel Osnos. Sorry, Joel. How did I miss you? Well, maybe having just been reminded.
You create hell.
Thank you. I'll be back next time. Thank you.
Norbert Barth. Jacques Ledois. Saichi Kanako. Ah, Saichi. April McKenzie. Although going to be here in London, I gather. Jerry de Saint-Père. Insurance Group. Leo Vandertas. Karen Brooks, Mark Vason, Francis Ruch is not here, but has been very active, and this will be his last, as it will be for me. So thank you all. That's a grossly inadequate compensation, but it's all you're going to get for time well served. So I don't see a need for a closed session. We are finished with the open session, but.
Seeing as we're still in public session, I think it'd be remiss not to put on the public record the Council's appreciation of the outstanding leadership that Paul has given us over the last 5 years. I've been privileged to serve with Paul for all of those 5 years, and because of that outstanding leadership, and it's reinforced by the survey that was just completed. This council has become more and more effective as it's evolved over that period of time, to the point where we can have the sort of discussion we've just finished this meeting with, in terms of the board seeking our specific advice on something that is very material. So, Paul, congratulations on your leadership. Thank you for what you've done for this council and for the board and for IFRS in general. And you will be sorely missed and very hard shoes to follow. And I'm sure all of us, as we did last night, wish you all the very best in whatever endeavours you pursue next.
Thank you very much.